פרשת במדבר, טוב שיניים, ווב. איך תסתור? פרשת במדבר is the parasha always before Shavuos, as the Gemara tells us. The Gemara tells us in Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amid Beis, Ezra Tikin Lehem LeYisrael, Sheyikoyrim Toichacha, that we should read the Toichacha, the Klolois, the curses, we should read them twice a year. Was Tichle Shana V'Kiloseha, the Tochel Shana V'Choseha, Megillah Lamed Aleph. That the year should finish off with the klalos, we should start brachas from now on. So Gemara says, Bishlam at the beginning of the year, Bishlam at Rosh Hashanah time, we're laying the klalos, Sefer Dvarim, because the beginning of the year, it's Rosh Hashanah. So Chazal, but what about Shavuos? The Gemara says also in Rosh Hashanah, as the Gemara tells us, that the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, that four times a year we're judged, and one of the times we're judged, our Peiroi Sa'ilon. Shavuos is a time of judgment. It's a Rosh Hashanah for Peiros Ha'ilon, which Shmitz Hashem will talk about in the Erev Shavuos, about that a little bit, Be'ez Hashem. As Tosis speaks out over there, that there's always a buffer. There's a buffer parasha. We don't go right from the close straight into the Chag, into the Yontif. The beginning of the year, parasha Nitzavim breaks, makes it the buffer parasha. And on the, and this time of year, after the parash of the claw of the clawless, the teichacha, and parash b'chukoisai, we lay in the Indian. We have Bamidbar. Bamidbar stands as the buffer parash between the teichacha and the yontiv of Shavuos. The shaila is obviously there's a Moshe and a Rosh Moshe thing as a whole mahalach in that way. Also, but what's up is Bamidbar? What's its Tachlis, Tafkid as being the buffer to Bechukoisar and Shavuos. In Parashat Bamidbar, there's a big arichus, as we really know, the counting, we know about the counting, the chshivas of the counting. That could be gufu, we spoke in the Ben Olam Chaver, that could be gufu, the union of the buffer that. After Bechukoi said, with all the feeling, the person get really down hearing the Teuchachas, and spoke about that. So, to be a person stand up, be counted as a Cheshivos. Maybe the person has to go into Shavuos with that feeling of a Cheshivos, that he's a somebody. You can't be covered with the Torah if you feel you're a nobody. Torah is given to somebody who feels he's a somebody. But Lamaisa, in Parashat Bamidbar, the richness of the counting has a focal point that we come to the end of the Mishkan, that around the Mishkan we have to be Ma Yachanu, and the end of the Golem. The end of the Golem, Rabbi Yisrael. The Golem were Poshet flags, with each Shevet had a painting, had a picture of their end of the Shevet. And the Golem, we have to understand exactly what it was, if I say. What was the union of the Golem? And what was this whole thing? The first already asked, why Dafka now, when they surround the Mishkan, do they have this union of the Golem? The flags, why wasn't this done earlier? You saw it, Rabbi Yisai, to understand the Gedorim with this Indian, we want to go back to Parashat Bechukoisai. Parashat Bechukoisai, we lay in Parashat Bechukoisai about the Toichacha, the tremendous, terrible klolos. And when you go through the Parashat of the Toichacha and the Indian of klolos, the person, when he learns at that parasha, when he goes to the parasha of the klolos, So he sees a theme. There's a tremendous theme running through the meaning of the klolos. Vim telchu yimikari. Which we know, kari means mikra, which means chanting, happening. I mean, the tachlis, we understand that we know very clearly, the tachlis in this world is to see that there's a bari oilam running the world, and to know very clearly. And that tachlis is very, very easy to realize if a person looks with a clear view. If a person understands with a clear view of how the Bria is set up, the tremendous symmetry of the Bria, the order of the Bria, how the Bria is set up in such a beautiful oifin, and everything's in its place. So if the whole world has a tremendous Seder to it, so I've had a person understand that there's no mikra. For just as the world has tremendous Seder, everything in it has its place, everything has its makoyim, so too in the happenings of the world, in what goes on in the world, is not a hefka world. It's not hefka. There's a Seder, there's an order, there's a symmetry to the Bria. And therefore a person has to understand very, very clearly that's the tachlis. And be'emes, that's in B'chukosei Te'leichu. The parasha of Teuchot starts off that a person has to be Amal Batoira. Through Amal Batoira, a person sees, he can see the Yibbeinu Shlom, he can connect to the Yibbeinu Shlom. If the person says, yeah, the person wants to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he sees the Torah. The Torah is the blueprint for the Bria, Rosa. But we know just like in Torah, Baisa, just like the Metzias of Torah, Baisa, the tremendous order that the Torah has. Shisa Sidre Mishnah. Every Mishnah has its place, has its Mokoyim, and there's a Gemara on it. Everything in Torah is tremendous order. So too, Rabbi said, the Bria. This is the blueprint for the Bria. And if a person's humble by Torah, he taps into that order, he taps into that tremendous, tremendous realization of the Creator of the world. Because when a person understands this order, he comes to the understanding that there's a Bari Olam. Because if you go back, you follow the order of Baisat. This leads to that, to this, to that. It leads to a tremendous realization of a Kodesh Baruch Hu and the Bria of Baisat. And that's what the whole Hemsha of the Teuchach is. You're not going to understand through the Amal HaTorah. You're not going to learn Torah. You're not going to work hard in Torah. You're not going to be able to see this tremendous order of the Bria. You're not going to see a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Bria. So a Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to have to show you. But if you continue in that, Shem Yirachim Abusa. And this is the Yisoid of Yahadus Be'emes Abusa. We go through a tremendous, tremendous, the Torah starts off with a tremendous description. The Seder HaBriyah Abusa, first day and second day. The Chofetz Chaim used to say that a person who gets a Muna should read. My separation, but the Torah takes a whole at length to discuss the order of the Bria. We see Rabbi Yisai, one of the greatest themes of the night, of the greatest night when we have to connect with the Kodesh Baruch. We understand one of the greatest nights of the year, Leil Pesach. Leil Pesach is the night when the Kodesh Baruch comes to hear everybody say the Leil Pesach is the night when we didn't connect to Kodesh Baruch, the greatest oifin. What do we define? What's that night called? Leil Seder, Rabbi. Simonim with a Seder. It's not just Ramazan, Rabbi. It's a Yisod. The Leil Pesach is the night when we have to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to connect to him, the Hashkocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To connect to that, we have to relate to Seder. We have to be Mesuda. We have to have the Seder Hadvar. And every year, Rabbi Say, opens every morning a Sidur. One of the most important things in the life of a Yidra, boy, is davening. And the sefer through which we daven is called the Sidur. Sidur, Miloshen Seder. And it's brought in Taka in the Poiskim Taka. These guys come to shul, who knows when. You know, he's in one minion, he's doing Pesukah de Zimra, he runs to the other minion, gets Shemona Esrei, and in 36 minutes, he's finished with Kriyas HaTorah and Vehurachu. It happened to be Bahab also. He threw in Bahab for extra credit. 36 minutes, down flat, he got it all. He was in this minion, at that minion, skipping around, jumping and bumping. The person doesn't understand the side. Pesukei de Zimra, it's called Pesukei de Zimra, the place can write. Miloshin Zimra's Zomra is the prune tree, like a pruning a tree. Suki the Zim, the voice can bring down, the Varsha bring down, the Kubalan bring down. That you're cutting away. You're cutting away all the Mekatrigan. And your tefillah, when you go to Dam to Parishan, you know, we want to be answered. We're not standing there it's Dam to be, you know, to look nice for the crowd. You're going down there, you want to be answered. You're talking to the Barayla. But there's many Mekatrigan. There's many things. With this guy, you want to answer. He wants money. He wants to be rich. He wants to be wealthy. He wants brios. He wants this. He wants that. Please, Hashem, give me everything. Okay, Bereshit wants to give. But Bereshit is not so easy. There's Mekatrikim, says the Mekubal. This guy should get it. What about this? That he should get this. What about this? Is he so beseda? So say the Mekubalim, Pesukei de Zimra. It's like pruning trees. The Pesukei de Zimra is there to say, to cut away all the Mekatrikim. That when you come to Mitzvah Hashem, to the Birchus Kriyas, when you come to Tefillah, there's no Mekatrigan. You have a straight line, a direct line with the very Shalom. But the guy comes in late, and he starts Baruch Sha'omar. By the time Baruch Sha'omar, they're home by Kriyas, make way for the next minion, but sorry, the eggs are getting cold. So, Zhump, Pesuk de Zimra, the next thing he knows, he's by Birchus Kriyas. He asked me how he got there. There's two ways. Flip. The 20-page flip he does. He's holding by Birkas Krishma. Or he took Ringling and Barney's speed reading course. 3,300,000 words in 3 seconds of Osai. If he asked me, it sounds, I don't know what he's saying over there. He sounds, I don't know, maybe he's Japanese. Doesn't sound Hebrew to me. He does a 3,000 a minute thing, and he's racing in there, and he says so fast that by the time he gets to Shemona Esrei, everybody's holding by Yotze Ma'oris. That's how quick he got. And he's holding by Shemona Esrei. He can't believe it. How is this possible? I started just now, Baruch Shammah. What's going on? What? No. What are they doing in Birkas Krishma? I was able to get it in 3 minutes. And Lamaisa, I don't know how many words have been saying, but you can trust me, ain't no Mekatrigan getting cut away with those words, man. I don't know what's going on over there. Maybe because it's like, you know, Kabbalistic words you said. I don't know what you said over there. Maybe it's Kamiya, whatever it is. But ain't no Mekatrigan getting cut away with those stuff. There's no words being said. The person says, Pesukei de Zimra slowly, and I'm a Sudra Boisai. And it's Mahalach Rabbosai. You say praise about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you come to about the Bria, Yotzei Ma'oris, and then Avirah, B'Torah, and Kriya Shema, and each thing has its Mokoim, and each has its place, and then you come to be the Seder is the Seder Dvarim, and it has to be Dafka Seder. It's born the person to say Dafka in Allah Seder, and the right Nusra. So we see that the Gantz Miyadus is based on this Yisoid, because as we said, Seder is not just the Inyan of orderliness. The orderliness helps us understand that there's something before and something after, and that leads us back to Bari Oilon. So the Toichel comes, Rabbi Yisai. The whole Toichel comes because the mitzias of unorderliness, that a person sees a world that's hefker, and that's how he treats the world. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu keeps trying to get him back. He keeps looking at the world as carry. That the world is carry. The world is what's going on. We don't understand. You know, we don't understand. And this has just happened by chance. Just this thing. This guy happened to be here, and he got hit by a say of this and that. It just happened by chance. Why is this happening? We don't know. Maybe we have to put more locks on our doors. Why did this come into my house? The snake. There's never been a snake in Alaska in many, many years. How did it come in? Well, the environment has been talking about the downgrade in the, what's it called, the new climate, what's that called, with the heat?
Global warming.
Global warming, it's global warming, even though it's been 14 degrees below zero in Alaska in the last 20, but global warming, and maybe the snake appeared in Alaska because it was global warming in South Dakota. Trying to figure out why it's happening, but he doesn't understand because the Seder, there's already, he doesn't see it. The Megala, it's helping me carry. Pash Bamidbar, the few what we're saying is Gevaldik, it comes as the buffer. Because the Parashat Bamidbar teaches the Yemur, the Gezach of Seder, the Yisrael of the Degel, which was Dafka said around the Mishkan. Because the Mishkan was, Rabbi Yisrael. The Mishkan was the deep understanding. The Gemara says the day the Mishkan was created, Ki Yoyim Briyas Oila, the Shekhinah came down, B'tach Toinim. The Yisrael of Mishkan was to live with a Bari Oilam and to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Briya clearly. That Koyach is only Shach in a Matzav of all where we have order, Rabbi Yisrael. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu set up that around the Mishkan, the order will be so fantastic, and so secure, and so meduktuk. Everybody around a different area, everybody with a sign, everybody with a thing, everybody with an area, everybody so orderly, because if we have the orderly, it's Sharat to come to a Shechina, the Shechina can dwell there. But if Chas B'Shalom, there's no orderliness, it's a Mokoyim, that's not shy for the Shechina. Because again, the Yisoy to come to understand and to develop a relationship with the Shechina is only Derech, the Seder HaDvarim. And that's why Parash Bamin B'Shur is this buffer after. Because that's how we have to come into the Kabbalah Satorah. Because Torah is the blueprint of this whole Yisoy. Torah has set up the Metzias of the whole Bria being the Seder Nifla, which Azoyvi the Torah is, Rabbi Yisoy. Everything in Torah is Lama Nismacha Parasha Zu. Everything has a Seder. Lama Nismacha Parasha Zu, the Parasha Zu. We don't stam have things together. Even Ein Mukta Mukha has a Mahalach, Rabbi Yisrael. But stam, we don't put Parashas together. Things are all Nismacha. The Smichas Advarim. The Seder Advarim. And through that, a person comes Lahakra Abayi Rabbi Yisrael. Which is the Tachlis. The tachlis of Matan Torah, but it says to be makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the tachlis of the Torah is to see clearly HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we can do it, yeah, if not, we have to see in the Bria the Seder. If we can't see in the Bria, if we're not going to see in the Bria, then Chas V'Chalila, it's very dangerous. So the Seder Advarim, in the Shachris, we do first Yoritz HaMahoras, and we're supposed to look and understand that the Bria is so perfect. So Masudr, and then Torah, and then come to Beis Hashem to greet the Shechino, because that's the Seder Advarim, Rabbi Yisrael. And this is the Achona of Makabalas HaTorah, Rabbi Yisrael. Umanoim umanadav, Rabbi Yisrael, such a powerful Yisoid. They say from the Alta Mikel, the Alta Mislabotum, one of the altars, he once came to visit his son in Yeshiva. He came to the yeshiva and he went straight to his dormitory room. And he went to look at the dorm. You know, is everything in order? Shirts, pants, seder, bed. He looked into his dorm, he peeked into the dorm room, everything was mesuda. He turned around, he turned around and he went back. He didn't even go to the base measure to see. He said, if the room is mesuda, if everything's in place in the room, I know he's learning well. But if everything's helter-skelter, you come into the room, It looks like Hiroshima after the A-bomb. Guy's looking for his socks in the morning. Can't get the shachris. Where's his socks? It's in the toaster oven. Before he went to sleep last night, he couldn't find a good place. And he wanted them to dry. Nice smell in the morning for this coming from the toaster oven. Fried socks. And he's go here and there, his mind is scattered, Rabbi Yisrael, all over the place. The Medrash says in this week's parasha, why was the Torah given in a midbar? Why was the Torah given in a midbar? The Medrash says different terutzim. We once said a pshat, Rabbi Yisrael, which is very nogeh, this thing is the ian of distractions. The Torah should have been given. What's the kasha? The Torah is the greatest event in the history of the world. If we ask around, going with a right microphone, where should the Torah be given? What do you mean? It should have been at the biggest stadium, Havdil. Should have been the biggest city in the world with the lights and the action. And over there, with all the beautiful, you know, with all the equipment and all the noise, the Torah should begin over there. What's it doing in a midbar? Empty spot. So we said once a pshat that this is so, but the Torah can't be nikkas but with distractions. You have to be focused totally on Torah. If you want to taste the geshmak of Torah, it can't be that your mind is all over the place. And this is also the same sort of the order of Bosai. The problem is our mind is all over the place. We have no order in our mind. Our mind is distraction in 20 different places. It would be simple if even if we had certain things that were involved with it, if we could masada in our minds, and each place could have its makom. But the guy's head is all over the place. He's trying to think of a Tosfos, his head is in the Tanya. He's thinking of the Tanya, his head is over there. He's thinking over there, it's not Shaykh Rabbi. How is he supposed to be successful? How is he supposed to be successful and have a geshmak in his Torah? His mind is all over the place. There's no seder. There's no connection. He's lost. But it affects his whole yelech, his whole connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is affected. The guy is not mesuder, his whole connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is affected. And that goes with his daily schedule, Rabbi Yisrael. He's going to, when I first came to Eretz, I once was taking a cab. I had to come take a cab late at night, so I was speaking to the cab driver. He's speaking to the cab driver. You want to speak to the cab for two reasons. First, be courteous, and second thing, you want to make sure he stays awake. You know, 3:30 in the morning, these guys are up. Some of them are on double shifts, whatever. But anyway, and they have one hand on the wheel, and they're eating with the other hand. Garinim shorim. How's it going? And he's looking on the side. No hands, Dad. At least he has the knees. But anyway, so you want to keep him up. I was talking to him a little bit. I was saying, I used to do the day shift, now I do the night shift. I said, what's your hours in the night shift? The cab driver night shift. What's your hours? He said, I start around 2 in the morning. He says, about 11:30 at night I start, and I go to like 6, 7 in the morning. Sometimes I stay a little later, but I do more hours. So I said, I don't understand. Your wife must be a surgeon. How do you pay for your house? You're doing night rides. Who's out? You know, what are you talking about? There's more business at night than there is at day. I said, what? He said, yeah, what are you talking about? There's hundreds of cabs, and they all have tremendous business, and there's not so much traffic. I said, what? What do you mean? Like three? Yeah, what are you talking about? All hours of the night. I was thinking, it's a pellet of gazelle. I said, the Metzias wasn't the Bria. There was a normalcy to the Bria. How could a guy, explain this to me, hundreds of, okay, guys, a few people have an airplane at night, a couple of hundreds and hundreds of cabs, have pernos at night, but they're making a good living. The wife doesn't even work. He said, I'm making more money at night. So I don't understand what's going on. Then you see it. You're probably about 3 in the morning, 50 bachurim outside. Cigarettes, shawarma, you know what that guy's going to be doing in the morning after a shawarma, 2 in the thing. Get out of there! It's an hour and a half! Get out of there already! 2 in the morning eating shawarma by Saturday, you must have, you know, a bulletproof stomach or something, you know, nice shawarma. Make sure the onions are grilled well. 2:30 in the morning, he's eating shawarma, like it's like, you know, who knows what. And we're not going for the guy who gets that full, he orders a full pie at 4 in the morning. But then someone says, not such a big chiddush. Every hotel for Pesach, what are they doing? The 24-hour tea room. Just in case Mrs. Shirley Belchbaum and her husband, Yisachar, wake up and they want 7 layer cake at 3:45 in the morning. Shirley, how about 7 layer now? I don't understand, 3:30, what do you have to have the 24 hours open? Who's eating 7 layer cake at 3? Okay, maybe you want a nice tea. But that's one person. We have a full-fledged, stocked, underneath the others have a stock-based manager. That's an asterisk, in case of need. But the 24-hour tea room with goodies. In case you wake up, if you had 7-course supper that you never ate in your life, that Harry Steinstein's pants every year have to be fixed triple size, because he always comes up with, he does the Kriyas Yamsuf every year after Pesach. His pants do Kriyas Yamsuf, Harry. So he ate 7 meals, but he has to have the 24-hour tea room. 24 hours. There can't be 1 second that you can't get 7 layer cake. Not 1 second of the day. Who's up at that time eating food like that? You just fresh, like I'm a sugar supper with 7 different courses. He's up at 3 in the morning eating. Get to sleep, Harry. His Shachris tomorrow. He not coming to Shachris, man. He no come. They can't get, his wife can't get him out. He's on the, he goes straight, he has a schedule. He has a Seder. Morning, he goes from the lunchroom to the other room, the restroom. That's his Seder. He comes out, it's time for lunch. Lunch, wow, it's a big meal, back to the restroom. Unbelievable. He has a Seder, all right. Shem Yerachim, what is going on? Well, the place can talk about that used to be halachas, there gotta be different people's groups, how they work a certain way. There gotta be women, there gotta be halachas and hilchos need and things like that. Today, it's not shy. Everybody, there's no schedule. You walk out, I see Bachar, 2:30 in the morning, hitching. It's not like they're in a rush to go hitching. No jacket on, it's all cool. It's okay, Rebbe. No, that's Thursday night, Monday night. Come out there, we're hitching back. Get to the back to the deal, 4 o'clock. Wake up 11. Go to Seder at 1. Go to sleep till 6. Get up. This, helter, skelter, melter. Rebbe, I ain't got any cheshek. Of course you have no cheshek. Your schedule is not normal. You're not normal. Get a schedule. Go to sleep at a normal time. He comes in to Seder. Oh, I may have to get there early today. 10:30 rolls in. He was up to 3:30 in the morning. His brain is like jelly. Toisfus. Let's try to feel. His brain is like, you know, like there's no power in the brain. It's on minus, you know, on the cell phones, you see, it's on -7. I don't understand why I can't understand Toisfus. Get some sleep! That's why you don't understand Toisfus. The shiur was so complicated. My brain is going 7 places. You slept 2 hours last night. You push yourself to calm. That's if he stays awake. Usually after such a shiur, get the nagel vasa for that guy. But I always take it as a compliment if a guy falls asleep, because the goyim says that the tachas of sleep is that things that we can't understand in this world, so we have to go to sleep. So megala. So I always think my shiur is very tifa shiur. Thank you for the compliment. Shem Yirachim, Rabbi Yisai. Say that so harsh, Rabbi Yisai. Every single Godel. Every single Godel, Rabbi Yisai. The God that you saw them was unbelievable Seder. Seder in the Derech HaYoyim. When they ate. When they slept. Seder in the Derech HaLimud. He's not there. Today he's like this Masechta. Tomorrow that Masechta. He's here. He finished. Did you finish the Masechta? No. Why not? I don't know. Next Masechta. The Yashiv said. People asked him what is his truth, his God. There's many things, but he once said, I never ever in my history started a Masechta that I didn't end up finishing. Never. Even it took me a couple of years, but it was always a Seder to finish off what I learned. It's not going to work with us. You learn a blot here, the next thing, two blot here, three blot here. The guy's all over the place. There's no Seder whatsoever. A guy has a specific time when he learns this and learns that, he has a Seder to his Yom Rabbi, he can steig and grow, and if there's no Seder, he's lost. Totally lost. No Chesek, no Tzatzlocha. The ganze Metzias of Yad is based on Seder, Rabbi Yisrael. And we understand on a deeper level, it's easy to connect, to get to attach, to go to Bari Olam, to connect, to see the Seder, that there's a beginning, there's a start, and we go back to Bari Olam. But if you have no Seder, Rabbi Yisrael, forget about it. But just to be matzliach in your physical world, Rabbi Yisrael. Your body doesn't function normal if you have no Seder, Rabbi Yisrael. Stomach issues, headaches, problems, if there's no Seder whatsoever, the guy doesn't know when he's going to sleep and when he's getting up, but like, the body was made to function. It's also tremendous Seder. Ravig de Mille talks about it. You look at the body, everything works in together, Rabbi Yisrael. This blood comes to here and that goes here and the stomach and the, everything works in the Seder, Rabbi Yisrael. If you have no Seder, Rabbi Yisrael, it's helter-skelter. The body goes crazy. Don't feel well, Rebbe. Of course you don't feel well. You slept 36 hours straight over Shabbos. You slept, which is not normal for the body either. That's not normal, Seder, 36 hours straight. And then you get up and you stay up for 6 days straight. And it's back to the 36. Oh, maybe that's a shtetl Seder. Well, I'm sorry. There's no Seder whatsoever. He doesn't have a mahalach. It's not physically good. But it, besides that, Rabbi Yisrael, if a person can't learn sin, orderliness, forget about it. His own life is ruined. He can't think straight. The mind was also made to have Seder, normalcy. And if not, you can't think straight. Your room is not settled. This is not over. You can't think straight. Your mind's all over the place. And your life is messed up. And you mess up your family's life. This doesn't just stop there. A guy gets married. He's vayta on Seder. His wife doesn't know what's going on. She married a guy. He's not in bed at night. What happened to the guy? He comes in the morning. She thinks he's a night watchman. They just got married. What is he doing night watchman? Didn't think about Shana Vishayna. He did. So he does a fuch. He does days in the house. Nights he's out. It's a different type of Shana Vishayna. It's Vanahafachu. Shana Vishayna. He goes to sleep 3 in the morning, he keeps the wife, but she doesn't know what's going on. She was a normal seminary girl. She went to sleep at a normal hour. 4 in the morning, he's on the phone. Oh, Shmili, what's going on? What's doing the jungles of Africa? What's he doing on the phone 4 in the morning? His good friend just called from Africa. He just met a lion. They went out for lunch together. What are you doing 4 in the morning, Shmili? No, don't worry. I'm used to doing this. Got any chillin'? Any leftover chulent? She's fast asleep. He wants chulent now. It's 3:30 in the morning. Shem Yerach, Rabbi says. So now his wife's life messed up. And what is going to be with the children, Rabbi Yisrael? When are they going to get to school with their shirt out? Because he wore his shirt out. Because he also learned that to be so mesudah. The kids show up to school with a runny nose at 11 o'clock. Mr. Eckstein, this is the 31st time your son has been late this year, and we're still only in November. Sorry, late night in Shtub. He goes to the Yiddish Cheder, Shtub. But anyway, 31 lateness. What's wrong with you? You're messing up your kid's life. It all started back in the yeshiva days. He sits in the couch with a psychologist. I never had a Seder there anyway, every day. It was always what comes by my way, that's what we do. Whatever came by my way, whatever I ate, whatever I chillin', 3 in the morning, pizza, 6 in the afternoon, whatever it was, whatever came, went, this, that, boom, bah, everything was out of, there was no out of whack. So my whole life is out of whack. Dysfunctional, I must say. How many dysfunctional homes are today? And there's one you signed. Never learned Seder. And the whole house is dysfunctional. And Shem Yerachem on the children, Rabbi Yisrael. The children grow up that way. The families grow up that way. But the worst of it all, it's not shayach to connect Ruchnis. Ruchnis is built on Seder. That's the achon of Kabbalah, Satoira, Parash, Bar Midbar. Should be Zerichel, but taking it in. That's nice to laugh at. That's funny to laugh at because we know it's true. But a person should sit down and try to work on it. But say, making a Seder Hayoim, making a Seder is learning, making a Seder is davening, to have a normal davening. And Be'ezah Hashem, b'schus that koyach of Sidur, b'schus that koyach of Seder, connect to HaKadosh Baruch on the deepest level, everybody say, b'zeichah be'ezah into makabal the Torah, on ma'an ha'man kabos, ha'toyah ma'an ha'sinei, ato reis l'adas, ki Hashem hu alakim, to Sidur Yibayah Yisrael, we should be zeichah, to the day, b'korov, this day, when makabal Torah be'avo, b'schus, the makalach of Seder, everybody say, we should be zeichah, to emes kabos ha'toyah.